off hour number three. This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind. You can call toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can use Skype. Skype into username lrn.fm. We do ask that you send a contact request first. That way we can send a message at our convenience to get the show topic. That way we're not just taking a blind call onto the air. And we've been pretty much all over the place during the show tonight. And I've got a story here out of South Carolina that I find just very interesting and fascinating. A man that works at the VA was originally given a ticket, a federal ticket, for $525 because he stole a drink refill. Well, there's good news. The $525 fine has been rescinded and he was given a warning, but he has still lost his job. The story here from...
Lost his job over a drink refill.
An 89-cent drink refill.
Gotcha.
The story here from Live 5 News. A statement released by the VA last Thursday said, in reviewing the case, the Ralph H. Johnson VA Medical Center has determined a warning in lieu of a citation is sufficient in this case.
That's because they got all kinds of heat over the $535 fine or whatever it was.
$525
that they were leveling on this guy for an 89-cent drink refill that likely he didn't even know about. I mean, a lot of times if you happen to be hanging out at some place over, you know, if you're, say you have a meeting at a restaurant that runs 2 hours or something, you might wander up, get a little more something to drink.
Yes.
These fountain drinks, by the way, really cheap.
Yes. I worked in a fast food place when I was in high school nearly 20 years ago, and I believe that at the time to fill up the large cup, which was like a 64-ounce cup, to fill that up with soda was like 3 cents worth of soda. And it can't have gone up too drastically, but let's just say that it's 6 cents worth of soda. Then you're really going to charge this guy $525 over 6 cents worth of soda and ice? So the story continues. It says Christopher Lewis, an on-site construction worker, said he did not know that refills at the VA Medical Center in downtown Charleston came at a price. And Wednesday, during his lunch hour, he was originally slapped with federal charges. The ticket was issued by the federal police force at the VA, and Lewis said that he was given the fine after he refilled his soda without paying the 89 cents. A hospital spokesman called it theft of government property.
Well, I mean, that's not an inaccurate statement, but kind of crazy.
Lewis said, every time I look at the ticket, it's unbelievable to me. I can't fathom the fact that I made an 89-cent mistake that cost me $525. Lewis is now out of a job. According to a hospital spokesman, signs were posted in the cafeteria informing patrons that refills are not free. Lewis said he never noticed the signs and admitted that he had refilled his drink without paying on other occasions. He says when he went back for seconds on Wednesday, a man identified himself as the chief of police and stopped him. As I was filling my cup, I turned to walk off, and this fella grabbed me by the arm and asked, are you going to pay for that? I told him I wasn't aware that I had to. Lewis said he then tried to pay the 89 cents, but was not allowed to. He wasn't even given the chance to pay the cashier. I never had that option to make it right so what I had done wrong.
Did he walk out of the cafeteria?
Because
it says he was turning around here.
Right. Turning around from the drink machine.
It doesn't sound like he left the cafeteria, which says to me that he hadn't stolen anything.
Right. He,
you got to leave the establishment to be stealing something.
He filled up the cup. The guy who identified himself as the chief of police for whatever federal policing agency it is that is there at the VA.
I'm the most bored guy here. Yeah.
Are you going to pay for that? Oh, I didn't know I had to. Here's 89 cents. Too late. Here's a ticket. Wait, so why ask me if I'm going to pay for it if you're not going to give me a chance to pay for it? It seems rather absurd.
It'd be funny if he just tore up the ticket and threw it at his feet. Too late. You weren't able to give me a ticket because I paid. Just put the money on the counter.
He says he was then taken to a room and given the $525 ticket for shoplifting and told not to return to the property. Says, I'm done here, or rather, I'm done there at the VA hospital. I'm not allowed to go back on the premises. I asked if I can still work on the job site and just bring my lunch and not go back to the cafeteria. And he said, no, you have to be off the premises. A hospital spokesman said it was her understanding that Lewis was aggressive during the confrontation.
He was probably somewhat surprised.
Right. As pretty much anyone would be.
But I would...
Probably raised his voice, too.
But I would point out that, you know, although I believe you have a right to raise your voice, and I believe you have a, you know, oftentimes that's what people mean when they say aggressive. You know, hey, don't put your hands on me. And what are you talking about? I'm going to get a $525 fine. You know, those may not be the best ways to deal with a particular situation. So... You know, that's what I've learned over time.
And the medical center originally released the following statement last Wednesday. The Ralph H. Johnson VA Medical Center is fortunate to have a highly trained federal police force to ensure the safety of our patients, visitors, and employees. As federal police,
you know
they are responsible for enforcing the law.
We know what happens when people get too much soda in them. They're crazy.
Today, a federal citation was issued for shoplifting in the VA cafeteria to an individual who stated to VA police that he had not paid for refills of beverages on multiple occasions, even though signs are posted in the cafeteria informing patrons refills are not free.
I got to admit that signs, although they sort of, you know, they give the hospital credence here, you know, it's not like you read every one of these things. I mean.
Right.
Oh, sorry about that. How many do you want me to pay for? Here's a 5 spot. That ought to cover them. Sorry about that.
Yeah. There's also a sign that says employees must wash hands, but I've never had an employee offer to wash my hands.
You're just being silly.
Yes, I am. The statement continues, shoplifting is a crime. The dollar amount of the ticket is not determined by the VA as it is a federal citation. The citation may be paid, or the recipient may choose to appear in federal court to contest it.
See, I tend to think this isn't a crime. A crime has intent, and this guy didn't have intent. This is a mistake.
Right. I didn't know that I had to pay for refills. I'm sorry. Can I pay for it now? No. No, you can't. Here's your ticket. And by the way, you lose your job now. It's absolutely ludicrous. Lewis and his fiance have contacted the Internal Affairs Office in Columbia, South Carolina. He says he will contest the fine in federal court, although it's now been dropped from the $525 fine down to a warning for an 89-cent drink refill.
But he was still banished and lost his job.
Yes, he still lost his job. He's not getting his job back. What do you think about this? Call in 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts on the man in South Carolina that lost his job over an 89-cent drink refill or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a large camping festival for liberty-oriented people in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Over the course of a week, there'll be vendors, dances, parties, karaoke, lots of speakers, and a ton of family events. It's truly something for everyone at Porkfest. It isn't just a great camping event. For many people, it's life-changing. And you'll get a glimpse of what life could be like for you in the Free State. Book your campsite now. They are really going fast. It's porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C. That's porcupine. Porkfest.com.
I'll be there. Free Talk Live will be there, broadcasting 7 nights from Sunday through Saturday. So the 22nd through the 28th, the show will be broadcast live. But, of course, Porkfest runs from June 22nd through the 29th. Now, to the phones and the fun, Rob, calling in Florida, wants to talk about the guy in South Carolina that lost his job over a soda from the VA cafeteria. What's on your mind, Rob?
Well, it's pretty well posted there, buddy, in the buildings there, in the VA there. Spitting on the floor, for an example, a $75 fine. Cursing, so swearing.
It sounds like it's a lot cheaper to spit on the floor.
It is. But if this guy would have just drank his Coke and then not left, he'd have been better off. But don't leave. Just drink, fill it up, and drink it twice in the facility, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, I feel kind of bad this dude lost his job over it, you know? I mean, it seems like a little too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, you know, they probably used him for a scapegoat and just invested him. But now I want everybody to be aware that's what they're going to do. And they apparently they get away with it. They do what they want to do there, you know? They don't answer nobody. They just do what they want to do.
Yeah, and from the way the article sounded, it didn't sound as though he left the facility. It sounds as though he filled up the cup and turned away from the soda machine, and that is when he was nabbed by the federal police, asked if he was going to pay, not given a chance to pay, and then taken into some room and given a $525 ticket.
Oh, I'm sure. This cafeteria that we're talking about, or the little candy store they have on there, on the so-called base or the hospital or this facility, it's not discounted by no means. You pay 89 cents for a candy bar. You pay $1.49 for a 16-ounce Coke in a bottle. It's just, it's full price. It's no discounts. I mean, 85% of the clientele is veterans, and there's still no discount. But
so do you think that the guy should have been given the chance to pay for the soda before being given the $525 ticket?
Oh, sure. I mean, if he offered $5 or $10, take it and eat it. You know, it'll be said and done, you know. I mean, the guy offered to pay for it, and they didn't do it. They should have took his money. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it again.
That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah. Anything else to add, Rob?
No, guys, I just want to make you aware that they do have a poster in there. There's rules and regulations, and it's quite detailed, and it's probably a 2-foot by 2-foot plaque in every hallway you look there of penalties. So be aware.
All right. Thank you very much.
I love going places where they've got all kinds of threats posted on the wall.
Yeah.
It always makes you feel comfortable. Don't do this, so they'll be this fine.
Obey, slave.
And I've seen signs various places that will mention something about, you know, graffiti is a crime. I've seen this multiple times in bathrooms. And I always love when people write on the sign that says graffiti is a crime.
Because they obviously don't care.
No, because it's just very ironic.
Yes.
Just like I've seen the picture before where it's something spray painted onto the side of a building that said, three things I hate. Irony, graffiti, and list.
That is funny.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's a great website, too. Art is not a crime. Think that org.
I just looked up, it's about 15 cents for a large soda as far as cost goes into it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So still 89 cents compared to 15 cents of actual product.
A lot of times these fountain drinks will be as high as $2.50 a piece, too.
Yeah.
So, and then somehow or another, you can use the same machine to get water out of it, and it's okay. It's free.
Yeah. The water is free, even though we still have to pay a water bill and everything else.
Make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense at all. But let's see what Abel Freeman has to say on this. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
And I'm so glad to be you guys. Good to talk to you again. It enlightens us here a little bit with regard to this poor sap with the refilled soda. Whatever the federal government is involved in, you know, they manage to F it up so bad, you know, that people stand back aghast. I mean, I'm aghast. This is ridiculous. This guy lost a job because he didn't know he had to pay for the refilled sodas.
Oh, and he'd have got the fine, too, if it hadn't been for the news story that came out about it.
Yeah.
Of course. And, you know, would he have had the opportunity? I think he should have, you know, and may still. I mean, not that I really want people working for the federal government. I think anybody that gets moved on to something else is probably better off, even though it may have been be troublesome for some time. But, I don't know what the cut is nowadays, but federal employees, I think it's starting to get to the point where, they're one of the largest employers in the world.
Very likely.
I think the federal government
counting
is
the largest all the military and everything that they pass.
I had heard that at some point last year that the number of non-producing government jobs exceeded the amount of actual real jobs in the United States.
What exactly do you mean by non-producing?
Well, in other words, if you work for the government,
paper pushers.
Well, it's like if you work for the government, you don't actually make anything. You're just a drain on society in general.
I think that there's some jobs that if you work for the military, you're providing whatever protection services that the military might provide. However, they're probably being misused, mismanaged.
I don't agree with that they protect them, what I would say is, maybe if you're, I thought you were going to say maybe somebody in the military is actually producing something, maybe they're making a tank or something
The chef.
The chef is making food. And maybe that's a producing job. But most of the jobs that are being paid are just bureaucrat paper pushers. Yeah, so they're not actually producing something. And so these non-producing jobs that are costing more money have it now exceeded the actual, certainly manufacturing, but I believe it covers actually all jobs.
Absolutely ludicrous. Abel, thank you for the call. And your call is welcome. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll free. It is no longer Daryl here. Ian has joined the show.
I was going to say, Daryl, your voice has gone up quite a bit.
And also?
Oh, and Mark. Yeah.
Great. So I just came back in. I said you guys should really wrap out the show, but Mark, you insisted that I come on to talk about the Clive and Bundy situation. I guess you guys haven't covered that yet.
We haven't
tonight.
Nope.
I don't know why you care about my opinion over Daryl's opinion. But anyway, I'll bumble into the show and have no idea what's going on. Welcome to Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've heard you're talking about the drink thing where the dude got in trouble for taking a drink.
Yeah, he got a drink refill. Supposed to be 89 cents for a refill. He hadn't been paying, and on multiple occasions from what we can get from the story. And they issued him a $525 fine. After the news broke on it, they then rescinded the fine, but he's still banned from the premises, and basically he's lost his job over getting a soda refilled.
Now, I realize there are folks. We're going to get to the phone calls here. I'm just curious detail on this. How did the dude refill his drink? Was there just an open fountain that people can refill from?
Yeah.
And the idea was you were supposed to go up and pay before you go and refill?
Yeah.
How's anyone supposed to know that?
Right. There was a sign on the wall, and it was clear. Okay. But people don't... I mean,
if there's a soda fountain out, that indicates free refills.
Right.
I've never been to a restaurant ever where you have control of a soda fountain and have to pay for refills. Normally, if you have to pay for a refill, you've got to give the cup back to the crew, and they get you the refill at that point.
Yeah,
it gives new meaning to the term soda jerk.
Oh,
indeed. Let's go to the phone here. Libertarian Vet is online listening in Michigan. I believe WKZO. Hey, Libertarian Vet.
Hey, I think this guy, the guy who's talking about disciplining his kids and this peaceful parenting stuff. I've raised four perfectly good kids, examples of everybody in the neighborhood. when you have to, you might have to spank them. But this peaceful parenting where you let them do what they want to do, run where they want to go, I don't want to see that in public. Nobody else wants to see that in public.
Are you aware of all the scientific studies that indicate that spanking children on a regular basis lowers their IQ?
I have four college graduates. Three of them are working on PhDs. Now, you tell me how that works.
That's good, but could they have been more intelligent?
Well, I tell you what, they are super disciplined, they are courteous, and they are intelligent. What more can a parent ask for?
Fantastic.
I think that in this circumstance, it's difficult to know. For one, anybody can be a parent, right? And most people are unqualified. Would you agree?
No. Anybody can be the father or the mother. Parents are totally something else.
Yeah, but you would. Then what you're claiming is most people don't have parents.
No, what I'm saying is they can be the sperm donor or the egg donor. It takes somebody totally different to bring up kids.
What you're claiming then is that most people don't have parents, right? I mean, what you're saying is that most people are unqualified to be parents, correct?
I would say a lot of people in today's society don't know how to properly. Yeah.
Agreed. And those are the people, generally, that I don't think that should be spanking. What this study from the Southern Methodist University found was that people who spanked often didn't follow best practices. They didn't use it as a discipline of last resort. They would spank within 12 seconds of the infraction, and that the kids would act out again within 10 minutes of the spanking. So it was, it wasn't administered properly, and it was ineffective.
Well, I think that goes back to just the overall parenting skills. I mean,
sure.
When my kids, if they ever were to get spanked, they knew there was an absolute reason, and the reason that they did needed to cease at that moment. You have to it can't just be the only means of parenting. There's much more to it than that.
Absolutely. And I think that's what the argument that I would make on this is that, that basically most people aren't qualified to administer spanking. And we have never used it on my son, and things are fine. He doesn't run around amok. It's not correlative data that he doesn't get spanked and he runs around amok. We use other disciplinary techniques and, try to keep him under control as one can keep a child under control.
Absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. There are instances, though, where that immediate spanking needs to be administered. Those are for the most severe issues that you need to change in behavior immediately.
Do you think it's possible to go through a childhood without getting spanked, that a child would just be sort of, we don't get to one of those situations where they need that spanking?
No.
No?
No. No. Children will push the limits every moment that they can. And sometimes when those limits are exceeded, that is when something needs to take place. But
they
no,
just need a good smack.
No, just, I didn't say
just,
that.
Just whip them.
They got to be corrected.
Corrected, well, sir.
Yep, corrected right? Perhaps. Yes.
Disciplined with your values. Not their values, your values.
The children learn their values from their parents.
And especially if their parents are giving them a good, hard smack to make sure that they're corrected, right?
Yeah, sometimes that is necessary.
Yep, they just got to be disciplined real good.
Children do not have values of their own. They are learned. They are learned.
So, for example, one value you might be teaching them is that it's okay to hit people if you don't agree with their values.
Well, I'll tell you this: none of my kids have ever gotten in a fight.
So, okay. And
one of the things that I'm left with here is Johnson, I think that this whole spanking conversation leaves a lot sort of unsaid.
Sure.
What I feel is unsaid is, well, what other things do we do to handle spanking? And in my house, we haven't had to spank, and we use timeouts. But a lot of people would claim that timeouts are, abusive or whatever.
Hmm.
You can use all kinds of language with kids to dehumanize them and belittle them. That's far worse than than the spanking. The spanking is a symptom of bad parenting.
Well, right. It seems to me to be the refuge of an uncreative parent. Like, you can't come up with a better way to punish your child, to inculcate the right values, etc. So you've just turned to violence because you got nothing else. I mean, you're just not, it's a very uncreative thing to do. But that is a good question, though, Mark. What do you do? I mean, because usually the spanking advocate will say, oh, well, you know, eventually the kid's going to have to be spanked. Jack's going to get out of control. He's going to not care about your little timeout. What happens if Jack doesn't care about the timeout?
And I always have to be fair to people who believe in spanking because I don't intend on ever having any kids. I just don't, you know, so I can't really speak to it because it's just not something I'm ever going
to
do.
I mean, what if Jack gets to the point where he just doesn't care if you say go to timeout? And what does timeout look like for him? Is he going to stand in the corner, go to his room?
He's got a chair in his room, and I don't think the chair is in there right now. It's been months since he's had to have one. Largely, he does what he's told to do at certain times. And there's times when I just believe you've got to tell rather than sort of ask and prepare and do these things. And we attempt to do those. If you're going to be leaving on leaving in the car, look, we're leaving in a half an hour. We're leaving in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Get dressed, those kind of things. You know, generally he's reasonably well behaved.
My That's guess just one is that kid. If I were a parent, you have complete control over their possessions. You can completely confiscate everything.
Yeah, that always worked with me as a kid, when my parents would, you get in trouble, we're going to take away your Sega Genesis.
Right.
And I actually made the argument once that, well, wait a minute, I paid for the Sega Genesis, you can't take that away. They said, well, we pay for the power bill. So they took the power brick. So I couldn't do anything about that. I mean, they had me on that one. They didn't take the Genesis.
But how old were you at that time?
I don't know, 10, 11, something like that.
I think that the parenting techniques change over time, too. Disciplinary techniques change.
Yeah, but you take something away from the kid. Kids always want something,
they
right?
They sure do.
Take that away, that's pretty big.
I want to talk about going from a non-disciplinarian lifestyle to having a disciplinarian introduced into my life when I was younger.
Meaning spanking, going from non-spanking to spanking?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, we'll come back here, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for your call and thoughts, whether it's on spanking or the guy that got in trouble for getting a refill without paying for it at a Veterans Administration, I guess, cafeteria. Anyway, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE, and you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away for free. Now, if you've made the commitment to invest hundreds in an alarm system at your home, why wouldn't you spend another $60 to permanently reinforce your door, which is the very place that burglars are statistically most likely to attack? Now, why is that? Well, it's because burglars know that the alarm systems that people have, they give you 2 minutes when you go in through the front door or, you know, something like that to enter in the code to stop the alarm from going off. Whereas if you bust through a window, it's going to go off right away. Mm. So the burglars target the door. And so Door Devil actually helps us shore up your door strength. And we actually installed one here. I had my handyman install it here at the LRN.FM studios. And
this thing is much better than what you would get at one of the big box stores for sort of a door reinforcer thing. This thing it's serious business.
Yeah, and he was really impressed. My installer was really impressed with his product. So go ahead and check out DoorDevil.com, and you'll learn more about the Door Devil. The price is right. It's a great deal. It's a simple install, not too complicated. DoorDevil.com. It'll shore up and reinforce your door and basically prevent it, hopefully, from being kicked in.
Yep, it's your responsibility to secure your house. The Door Devil is a first step, frankly. I'd be more interested in getting a Door Devil than a security system.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the first step for me, not the second step.
Yeah.
It's a great system.
All right, so we continue here. Brian is in Nashua, New Hampshire, and is on Skype. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to go back towards the spanking debate.
Sure.
Okay. I don't understand. I kind of take the Stephon Molyneux point of view here, and I don't understand how you could kind of justify any type of reactionary physical abuse to a child who doesn't actually remember what he does wrong when he gets spanked. Basically, all you do is train the child to avoid being spanked.
Suggest that no disciplinary methods are useful?
Unless you think physical violence is the only type of disciplinary action you can take on a child.
No, you said that they wouldn't remember.
They won't remember because you're physically abusing them in response to something that they did that wasn't physically abusive to you.
Are we talking about, like, infants here?
You can just take it all the way up to like 6, 7, 8 years old.
I'm pretty sure an 8 year old would remember what it was that he was doing
for. I challenge you. What's if you actually have a child, right? And they know that they basically get in trouble for, say, for not eating their vegetables. Now, they know that they're going to get spanked for not eating their vegetables. Now, is the lesson learned basically that they're told to eat vegetables, not because they're going to get spanked, but because vegetables are healthy. But basically, all they associate vegetables with is being spanked. So they do everything they can to not ingest their vegetables. They hide it under the table. They throw it in the trash. They basically do everything they can to avoid being spanked. When the entire point is there should be no physical threat because the vegetables are supposed to be
there's always a threat, though. This is the point. Is it you're harping on the physical aspect. And this is the problem I have with Stefan Molyneux's approach is it's always focused around the spanking. And I'm of the opinion we don't spank my kid. I'm of the opinion that spanking is a symptom of people that have been of bad parenting. It is not it is not the cause. And many of the peaceful parenting advocates are all about spanking, 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 spanking. Well, you know, when you talk about the negative, you never give anybody the positive. The kids are always you're not even listening to me because I'm not talking about the positives of spanking. I'm talking about
what you do. I don't think anyone on the show is in favor of spanking.
I apologize.
Right.
I mean
what I'm talking about is ways to go about disciplining a child. What it sounds to me like you're saying is that children should not be disciplined. Are you saying that?
No, that's a false ultimatum. No, absolutely not.
Because that's what it sounded to me. Because to me, the fact is kids don't want the punishment no matter what the punishment is. They don't want to go into timeout. They don't want to have their toys taken away. They don't want these things. So they're going to try to hide their vegetables in order to avoid those things too.
But so here's what I propose. You have to do something if somebody doesn't want to eat something for dinner, they don't want to eat their vegetables, well, that's fine. They can cook their own food. You have to understand that if you understand that you teach the child that basically they are being privileged at a young age, and basically you are doing this out of your own goodwill to them, and if they don't want to eat that, that's fine with you. You're just not going to cook it for them anymore.
Well, there's just
then they actually realize that they have to eat it because there's no other option. That's not violent. That's just that actually forces them to actually critically think and actually self-reflect. And self-reflect.
Starving a child's not violence? I don't know. Somebody can make the argument
what's be intellectually honest here for a second. Not saying starving.
Well, the 4-year-old's not going to, as Mark pointed out, the 4-year-old's not going to cook his own food.
Not cook it, saying when you cook something and the child doesn't want it, and you say, well, that's the only thing I'm going to cook, and saying, so you can either eat that or not eat at all. I don't think that's starving the child. It forces the child to make choices, and that child's choice will see the immediate repercussions. If you put it into your hands and make it physically abusive, you are putting them into a fear mindset. It doesn't matter if it's spanking. It doesn't matter if it's physically yelling. It doesn't matter if it's putting them into timeout. All of those things are pointless. It does nothing for the child's intellectual development.
Right. I mean, if a child refuses to eat everything but cake for breakfast, you know, like, you don't get to, you don't say, I'm not serving you cake. I'm serving you Cheerios. And if they're like, I don't like Cheerios, well, that's all we're serving. That's not starving a child. It's just.
Oh, no, he said he was going to take it away. I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood. It sounded to me like
the way he first stated it. Yeah. It sounded like, hey, well, then cook your own food.
Right. That's what he said at first.
And a 4-year-old can't get anything out of the refrigerator, let alone cook their own food. But the easiest thing to do is say, look, you're not going to get your applesauce unless you eat your vegetables, and they're going to sit there until you're done and until they're eaten. And then you can get your applesauce.
That's what works for me when I was growing up.
If you don't want it, fine. It'll be there in the morning. We're going to put it in the fridge, and then we'll heat it up and put it there in front of you in the morning. You're going
to
eat it.
This is an interesting example because my mom had a very specific rule that she would never do that to me because she was forced. She was actually physically, forced to eat, certain foods that she didn't like. And so she never made that as a rule that she would force, that type of food on me or whatever. And, it was certain things got the point where she did that kind of ultimatum, though. She did do the ultimatum, I'm not going to do this. But she would never say, you have have to eat this particular food, but she would do the, like, you know, you don't get to eat this if you don't eat this. And so, I mean, there came times where it was like a negotiation where it was like, okay, well, I don't want that enough to eat this because this is that terrible. You know, like, I'm not going to eat that, so I'm not going to have that. And, okay, it's not a big deal. You know, then you go hungry for a meal.
So, Brian, just to be clear, nobody on this show supports spanking. I don't know if maybe you didn't get that earlier.
No, I got that. I was just responding to a caller.
I see. But you don't think that timeout is effective?
It's not, because timeout, all you're doing is you're forcing the child to be alone. And whether you put the dunce hat on them or whatever stereotypical thing that does, the timeout really doesn't force them to reflect on the choice that they made. Because basically, you have to show them that their choice has actual consequences on themselves.
I agree. Not
they're afraid
parents
of other people's actions. So all they're trying to do is avoid the consequence.
I 100% agree with you.
They should see the consequence coming.
But not enough parents are communicating with their children.
That's the true problem.
Okay, so the consequence sometimes is getting run over by a car or some kind of other big thing. The last time Jack got a timeout, and it's been months, it was because he refused to get out of the way when we were working on the roof of the shed and things like nails and pieces of shingle were falling off. But he wanted to show off his little bike so badly to the workmen that were there that he just wouldn't get out of the way. And, I mean, I told him over and over. I let him know he was going to get a timeout. And at some point or another, you know, he just had to get one, and he can't experience the consequence in there, because otherwise the consequence is hospitalization.
Hammer falling on his head. Right. Thanks, Brian, for your call tonight. Let's go to Terry.
He's not experience it for you to explain it.
Terry's listening.
See, I did explain it. You sure think I didn't tell my son you're going to have something drop on your head?
Terry, you've got about the last 20 seconds here. Go ahead. Terry in Utah.
I'm just laughing about some of the comments. Physical violence, when you're spanking your child, I don't think that's violence, in my opinion. It's telling the child, hey, you've done
something. So spank an adult and see what happens.
I'm talking because I don't
walk up to some stranger on the street and give him a smack.
If she does something wrong, my child, if she does something wrong, I'll flick her in the forehead.
Do that to some person on the street and see what happens.
Yeah.
See what
that's
they call
assault,
it in
lady.
Court.
Thanks for the call, Terry. I wish we had more time for you, but we're out of it for tonight. We'll have to do the Clive and Bundy racist allegations tomorrow. We didn't have time for that tonight, so we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49, plus more deals at your local store. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.